And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A short while ago, when Mary Noble discovered the dead body of Oliver Wilson hanging from the wings backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, where Larry Noble is starring in a smash hit play, she was all alone. It was just after the evening performance in which Claudia Vincent had appeared for the first time opposite Larry. In this dismal setting, Larry is waiting backstage with Mary as Rupert Barlow, financial backer of the play, goes to phone the police. And we hear...
Oh, you'll never know what it was like, Larry. Walking through this place and not a soul around. And only that one unshaded light hanging low over the stage. How I wish I'd never looked up and seen him. I was too late to help anyhow. And now I'll never forget that picture.
It won't help to keep talking about it, honey. Only makes us all nervous. The less we say, the better, I think.
But who could have done such a ghastly thing, Larry? Who could have put a rope around Oliver Wilson's neck and then hoisted him way up high in the wings?
Don't let's talk about it, Mary, please. The police will have enough questions to ask when they get here.
Yes, I suppose so. But I can't get it out of my mind. If only I'd never given that theater party. If only we'd left right after the curtain came down, we'd be home by now, safely in Rosehaven. What I'd give to be in my own home now.
Better not think about that. It's a cinch you won't get there tonight.
But who did this, Larry? Who could have pulled him up there to hang till there was no more life in him?
Plenty of people. Claudia, for one. And Julia Dixon, certainly. Don't you think they both had reason to kill him?
I can't understand it, Larry. So much has happened tonight. So many dreadful things.
All right, then. Don't say any more.
Larry, what happened earlier tonight between you and Claudia Vincent and Oliver when he was supposed to be having dinner at Rupert Barlow's party?
Oh, in heaven's name, Mary, can't you stop it? Hasn't there been enough trouble to suit you?
But I want to know. What was the row between you and Oliver about? Why did you get into a fight? It isn't like you, Larry.
I had my reasons. That's the best I can say.
Was it because of Claudia? Because she eloped with Oliver?
What do you think?
Why should that have mattered so much to you, Larry?
Great guns, what kind of a question is that? Don't you suppose I have some stake in this production? Don't you understand just how important it is to me to have Claudia show up well in the play?
Is that your real reason, Larry? The play?
What else could it be?
I don't know, but it worries me.
Where the devil is everyone gone? It's like rats deserting a sinking ship. Not a soul around. Claudia, Julia, even Maud Marlowe, where are they?
I don't know. I came to find you, and instead I found him.
What was the idea of going down the street in that rain? What were you going to do, run out with Rupert Barlow?
How can you say such a thing, Larry?
After tonight, nothing would surprise me.
Oh, what a dreary place.
Well, what's happened to everybody?
That's what we've been wanting to know. Where were you?
Must I answer for every minute of my time, Larry? I didn't know that giving me a chance in this play put me in such bondage.
Don't talk like a fool, Claudia.
We've been looking for the others. We have to wait here till the police arrive.
Police? Now, what are you talking about?
It's Oliver.
Oh, Oliver. What trouble has he gotten us into now?
He's dead.
Good.
He's over there on the floor.
What? Oh. Oh, that is true. Well, what happened, Mary? Who did it?
Nobody knows. It was found hanging from a rope up high in the wings. Someone used a pulley and hoisted him up there.
Oh, how perfectly horrible. Not that he didn't deserve it after lying to me and getting me to elope with him because he thought I was rich.
You thought the same thing about him, didn't you, Claudia? Wasn't that why you married him?
You would think that. You wouldn't give me credit for any decent emotion.
You didn't love him. You know that. You scarcely knew the guy. Yet you rushed out of here and married him. Even though you knew perfectly well how I'd worked to give you this chance to be in a Broadway play. But you didn't care a hang about that. Not if you had someone who was rich and more useful to you. I didn't make one bit of difference.
Larry, you didn't know this side of your devoted husband's nature, did you, Mary? You didn't know his possessive side, his demanding side. You didn't know...
Keep quiet. Don't say another word. There's been enough trouble around here tonight, as it is.
Police will be over in a minute. where were you during the late unpleasantness? Or can't you remember?
Oh, I can remember all right, Rupert. Don't you worry about me.
Well, that's fine. Because I feel sure the police will want to know just where everyone was during the time Oliver Wilson was strung up on a rope.
We're all aware of what's ahead of us, Rupert. You don't have to point out the facts.
I was only trying to put you on your guard, since it seems clear that you both had reason to want Oliver Wilson out of the way.
What do you mean, Rupert?
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear Mary. For a moment, I forgot myself. Please don't pay any attention. You've already been through too much tonight.
She's been through too much. Well, what about me?
Exactly. What about you, Claudia? Maybe this time you've overshot your mark.
Rupert Barlow, don't you try to frighten me.
Nothing would be further from my mind. Only you have had a shock, haven't you? Finding out the man you eloped with is nothing but an opportunist without a penny. Naturally, you wouldn't like that. And you do have a temper. I ought to know. Didn't you fire 2 shots at me in my own kitchen on Long Island?
You would bring that up. I suppose you can't wait to tell the police when they get here, so you can tell them all about it, so you can put me in the worst possible light.
Oh, not at all, Claudia. I only mean to answer questions that are put to me. I intend to tell the truth, but I won't offer suggestions. That's fair enough, isn't it?
What makes you think you're so in the clear, Rupert? You were one of the group tonight, remember? You had as much chance to commit this murder as anyone else.
Quite so, Larry. But what reason did I have?
Plenty of reason. You were frantic at the thought of losing your secretary, Julia Dixon, to Oliver Wilson. You could have killed him to keep him from running away with her.
Oh, nonsense. Julia didn't stand a chance with Oliver Wilson.
Only because he thought Claudia had more money.
Will you please stop talking about that? I just can't stand anymore. When I think of it, when I realize how he deceived me, how he lied to me, I could scream.
Well, go right ahead, my dear. You won't be the first one. But to pursue our conversation, Larry, let me put you straight. You see, I already knew about Oliver and Claudia.
You couldn't have. Not till a few minutes ago.
Nevertheless, I knew in time. I knew before he was killed. And you must know, Larry, that I wouldn't have murdered him to avenge Julia Dixon's bruised feelings. My gallantry doesn't run so deep.
Oh, I'm sure of that. But all the same, you say you knew about Oliver before he was killed. Who can tell just when he was strung up there and how long he'd been there?
Oh, nice try, Larry. But you're wasting your time if you try to involve me in this mess. You'd better concentrate on saving your own neck. After all, you're the one who exchanged blows with Oliver Wilson, not me.
Stop it. Stop it, all of you. How can you go on this way? Isn't it bad enough that a man has been killed, murdered, and we're waiting for the police? Now, let's try to be civilized, at least. And let's try to find the others. They should all be here.
You're right, Mary. Where's Julia Dixon? What's become of her?
Don't look at me. I haven't the foggiest notion.
And Maud Marlowe and Tom Bryson, they must be somewhere around. They can't have disappeared.
Well, you wait here and I'll have a look. Maybe they're out front. They're waiting down the street in our regular gathering place. I'll go see.
Larry, wait. I'll go with you.
You better wait with the others, Claudia. I won't be long.
But I want to go with you.
Very well. Come on.
Let them go, Mary. We'll wait right here.
Larry. Larry, I had to speak to you alone.
What about?
Don't ask me that. You know only too well what about. Oliver, this whole awful mess. It'll all come out into the open and...
You should have thought of that before.
Oh, you're being hateful, Larry. Because you're angry with me. You thought I couldn't look at anyone else except you. Why, you think that about every woman. And when you find it's not true, you turn ugly.
What rot. I'm only thinking of the play.
That play, your precious play.
It happens to be the way I make my living, for myself and my family.
And now, suddenly, you're so concerned about your family. The devoted husband and father. But you're not going to leave me out in the cold. You've got to help me. You've got to make them realize that I didn't kill Oliver. Though heaven knows I would have been justified if I had.
Let's leave all that for the police.
No. No, you've got to promise me that you'll help me.
Why?
Because, Larry, you need me to help you, too. No. No, don't look at me like that. You know it's true. And you can count on me not to talk. If only you'll do your part.
Larry gives Claudia Vincent a startled look, then continues on his way in search of the others. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.